This is PodTech.net for Wednesday, September 27th. In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Kelly. I'm joined today by Rick Bonencountry, founder, president, and CEO of Solid State Networks, a developer of high-performance distributed content delivery solutions. Solid State is just one of the companies invited to attend DemoFall 2006 in San Diego. A lot is riding on 6 minutes for the company, and Rick joins me to discuss the announcement. And Rick, what can you tell me about Solid State Networks?
Well, we've developed a hybrid, high-performance content delivery solution. What we've done is combine the reliability and quality of service guarantees that you get from a traditional CDN with the economic and performance advantages of a peer-to-peer network. Our objective, our sweet spot, is really in the delivery of large objects in high demand. And our unique proposition is that we can lower the average per unit cost of delivery as demand for an object goes up, all while improving the performance.
This has particular applications with the state of the industry today as they try to monetize downloads of full-length movies.
That's right, and particularly in the case of the movies. You know, there's been a lot of movement towards downloading services to consumers of movies, DVDs and the like. And there have been a lot of complaints about long wait times for the downloads and the high cost. And some of the cost issues relate to wanting to avoid channel conflicts and the like. But there is a high cost of delivery in the traditional CDN model. And so we are able to reduce the cost by using a peer-to-peer architecture while still guaranteeing that every user will get the file via a CDN, but also improve the download speed quite a bit.
Is this really the first time that we're realizing the potential of a peer-to-peer network for legal distribution of content?
I think so. I mean, we call this BitTorrent for Business. We are, you know, based on the BitTorrent protocol, which has a lot of unique attributes to it that that allow the economics, really change the economics of content delivery. But it is not, it's not ready for prime time in its current state. So what we've done is really bring that to the content publisher to allow them to capture the benefits, but while maintaining the user experience that they want to deliver to their customers.
And all this is taking place at DemoFall 2006 in San Diego. How exciting is it to be one of the entrants in this year's demo?
It's very exciting. We're honored to be here. Here we're announcing and demonstrating the first commercial implementation for on-demand streaming using BitTorrent. What we've done is we've integrated into a plugin into the browser. We support all the major browsers, Firefox, Safari, and IE. And what we creates a seamless user experience. The file is initiated, the streaming begins via HTTP, and we augment that delivery with the BitTorrent protocol delivering from peers. We make sure that every user gets the object regardless of their situation, whether or not they can actually participate in a peer network, or should they decide to opt out. But our customers want to make sure that the user experience is maintained, but they really like the cost advantage of using the peer-to-peer.
What do you have to say about BitTorrent right now?
Well, I mean, they really are consumer-facing. They're aggregating consumers, and they have an installed user base that they're trying to monetize. And so they're going up against the likes of iTunes and Amazon's Unbox, and there are many other movie download initiatives in the works. We are really behind the scenes. We're transparent to the user. We're not consumer-facing, and we are enabling those other initiatives to compete effectively in the market.
How much is riding on this for your company here at DemoFall?
Well, this has been a terrific opportunity for us to get exposure and release this innovation. We've been working on it since earlier this year with our sights of being able to launch and announce this product at Demo, and we're thrilled to the reception. It's been very good.
Demo is usually used as a platform to seek venture capital funding. Are you looking for funding at this juncture?
Well, we were really interested in the exposure and being able to make an announcement like we did today and in front of a lot of media and venture capitalists who have a lot of relationships with other portfolio companies that may need our service. So it's really worked out well for us.
And your final thoughts on being at DemoFall 2006 and the product you're unveiling today?
Well, we've been in the pavilion for 2 days and meeting with all the attendees, and we actually go on and present here in less than an hour, so we can follow up afterwards, and I'll tell you how it went.
My guest today has been Rick Bonencountry, founder, president, and CEO of Solid State Networks, about to put 6 minutes of his life on the line at DemoFall 2006. In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Kelly for PodTech News.